sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Friends in Christ, grace to you and peace this Easter morning from God, who goes on ahead of us. Amen. Did that version of the Easter story feel a little or a lot incomplete to you? Were there some pieces you thought you knew and you're kind of like, well, what about this? Were they missing? Namely, Jesus himself? The church actually went in a few centuries after Mark's original version of this gospel and added 11 more verses to the end of chapter 16. And that's included in most of our Bibles. They couldn't take it. They couldn't take the way that this ended, and they all ran away in fear. I'm wondering if that's exactly Mark's point. How would you end this? Mark puts the gospel in our hands. The Easter message is offered to us. How shall we finish it? So the early church finished it. How would you finish it? This is the earliest version of the Easter morning narrative that we have. Mark wrote his gospel in the 50s or 60s. I'm talking about the original 50s or 60s. Only 20 years after Jesus' earthly ministry. Matthew and Luke came along 20 years later, and then John, probably not until almost the second century. This is what we have from Mark's gospel. Women were there. They show up to anoint a decomposing body, or so they thought. Jesus wasn't there. That body wasn't there. A messenger was instead. And he tells them what is already obvious, what they can already see. He's not here. And then he says, he's gone on to Galilee. Go tell the others. But they run in fear. The end. Ooh, 1 year, in the last congregation I served in San Diego, I snuck into the sanctuary late on Saturday night before Easter morning with one member who could definitely keep a secret. And together, into the night, he and I turned all of the chairs in that sanctuary toward each other. It was normally set up, always set up in the traditional format, you know, the rows, kind of like pews. But we went in there and we actually moved the altar down from the step. It was up actually two steps. We moved it down into the center of the sanctuary room and the pulpit as well, and turned all the chairs into a circle. And my message that Easter, as people showed up, some of them terrified, some of them upset, some of them just disoriented, some loved it, some hated it, everyone had an opinion. My message that Easter, which was also, I did it because it was also the year of Mark, was basically this: he's not here, Jesus is not here, and we are left looking at each other. He is risen, and we're left looking at each other. One idea that you can take this joyous Easter morning is that Jesus turns us into a circle. Jesus turns us toward one another. And he did that from the cross too, you remember? In John's gospel, woman, behold your son. My love, behold your mother. Turning us toward one another in a new way, to see one another in a new way, to care for one another in a new way. Beautiful. Who is Jesus turning you toward in a new way this bright new Easter season? Who are we being turned toward as a community of the risen Christ? Behold your children. Jesus says to us, my loves, behold your parents. This is a year of special focus and emphasis here at Bethlehem on our Christian call to care for the planet that God entrusted to us. And we're spending the whole year thinking about this, keeping it at the fore. The whole sanctuary has been filled with these green plants. Even through Holy Week, we've said all creation participates in the events of Holy Week. Jesus has entrusted this earth to us and in fact created us to tend this earth. My loves, behold your mother. Christ is risen, and we are left looking at who we are called to care for. That's something. But here's the real gift, I think, of this mysterious, seemingly unfinished, final scripture passage of Mark's original gospel. Here's the real gift. He's gone to Galilee. Jesus is not here. He's gone before you to Galilee. Galilee was not all peaches and unicorns. Heather and Micah spent, my son and spouse spent this last week in Orlando, and not at Disney or at Universal Studios. Micah's high school baseball team at Robinson had a tournament there, and some parent on the team decided that they should all stay at Margaritaville. Galilee was no Margaritaville. Now, a lot of those Bible Atlas picture books show Galilee to be a serene farming countryside. I'm sure there's plenty of resorts there now, along a beautiful Sea of Galilee. But there are people who live there. You know? That's the problem. It's not peaches and unicorns. There are people who live there. Which is to say, there is jealousy and anger in Galilee. There's pride and there's sloth in Galilee. There's idolatry and pettiness and gossip. There is backstabbing and manipulating in Galilee. There is adultery and addiction in Galilee. There's abuse and abandonment in Galilee because there are people who live there. In other words, Galilee is our everyday. And Galilee can even be hell. The title of my Easter Sunday sermon here is See You in Hell. Because those are Jesus' words for us in the most loving way. See you in hell. In the most life-conquering death kind of way. See you in hell. My New Testament professor and advisor, the great Dr. Audrey West, she preached here at Bethlehem, actually, at my installation 6 years ago, almost 6 years ago. She wrote this week about this Easter text from Mark's gospel. She writes, in Mark, the resurrected Jesus is not described as being with you in Mark. Instead, he is going ahead of you. If that is true, then death is stripped of its power, she writes. There is nothing Jesus' followers will endure, no place they can go, that Jesus isn't already there. I happen to know, too, and it's no secret, that Dr. West is caring for her actively dying parent, even as she writes these words. Death is stripped of its power. There is no place we can go that Jesus isn't already there. Martin Luther writes about this too. On the Apostles' Creed, you know, where we say he descended to hell, or older translations actually say he descended to the dead. Luther said, similar to my favorite professor, that there is nowhere Christ hasn't already been and conquered and triumphed. With love. Maybe you need to hear that. Maybe Galilee has become too overwhelming for you. Sometimes it is a beautiful place to live, but sometimes it's hell. Maybe that's even today, now. Sometimes life, the Galilee, is hell. Addiction is hell. Racism is hell. Abuse is hell. Despair and depression is hell. Conflict within relationships can be hell, but Jesus, resurrected and out of the tomb, says, I will meet you there. I will see you there. I will be with you there and everywhere. There is nowhere I have not been already and conquered it with love and grace and forgiveness and peace and hope. I will be with you wherever you go. I will pull you up even out of hell and give you life. I will walk with you through your despair and your confusion and give you hope. I will hold you amid the hatred and violence and persecution and bullying and abuse all around. I will love you today and always. This is the power of the resurrection, the power of one who has gone through death and conquered it. The power of one Jesus who doesn't just conquer it alone, but conquers it with and for each one of you. All of us. That's something. That's worth saying Christ is risen indeed. That's worth singing Alleluia. That's worth going like the women at the empty tomb and telling others, because obviously that's what they did anyway, even when they were scared. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Amen.
All of us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.